You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A little story popped up the other day, and Jer and I held on to this. We thought it might actually be something kind of good to use going into a weekend, because I do think all of us tend to take so much in life for granted. And why not? It's just kind of human nature. If you're used to something and things are going pretty well, then you take it all for granted, blah, blah, blah. But they went out and surveyed people and asked them about small wins. So this is not the big stuff. This is not like winning the lottery. This is not like, you know, you're like your team winning the Super Bowl.
Getting a raise at work or good job.
Tiny little things that they have found, if you stack enough of those, it does have a significant impact on your mental health and your life. And I think it's a matter of recognizing and basking. This is just me talking here. Basking in that moment. And I think that is what contributes to a healthier mindset, is that you recognize, hey, you know what? This is a tiny little thing, but it's still a win. Now, if you're wondering, if you're listening to this, you're going, what constitutes a tiny win? In this story, they list several examples. Let's read off a couple that they do. Achieving a fitness goal.
That was going to be mine. My, I twisted my ankle really, really bad back in October, right before Halloween. And over the past 2 days, I've finally really been able to get back and do cardio again. And I did like 45, 50 minutes of it yesterday. And it felt so good. And that was a 45 minute small win for me yesterday. It felt great. What other ones are on there?
They listed finishing a book.
Yeah.
And I do get that. I mean, the book I started reading now is 600 and something pages. So it's a pretty thick thing. And I know when I finish it, that'll feel like a small win. Finding a great parking spot.
Yes, especially this time of year, you know.
Right, we're going into the season where, you know, finding a great parking spot can just, like, make your whole day. Somebody giving you a free coffee.
Sure.
Completing any little chore. I mean, there's all these small things that, if you stack them, they said that the average person feels like they have about four of those a day. Four small wins a day.
I could see that. So if you're laying in bed tonight, maybe just before you doze off, staring at the ceiling, try to add up your small wins for the day.
See what counts.
It'll probably make you feel pretty good, actually.
And don't let anyone else, you know, kind of harshen your mellow, you know, and say, well, that doesn't count. I mean, if it's buoying your spirits, then it absolutely counts. And we just wanted to kind of touch on this going into the weekend. And we're kind of curious what Dom and Jeremy listeners could say has been a small win already this morning.
Sure, there you go.
Right what early. Has already been a small win for you this morning?
Again, it doesn't have to be huge. Last night I made grilled cheese sandwiches, and it seems like every time I make them, for some reason I leave them at one side for too long, and they end up getting burned. Last night they came out perfect.
Perfect.
Small win. I found my kids' Christmas attire yesterday, and it's a pain in the butt to find kids' Christmas clothes right now, and I found them. Small win for me.
That's whoop, whoop. Right.
So it's
That's
little right. things, guys.
We wondered if you would do us a solid and call the Dom and Jeremy show and share what your small win has been, let's just say in the last 24 hours. I'd like to think of it as this morning. But it could be just in the last 24 hours. So it's nothing major.
Nope. Something went your way, though.
But it's some little small thing. You say, you know what? If I had enough of those each day, it would help overcome any other, you know, negative juju that might have impacted me.
Look at the weather right now. This is our first snow. A lot of you are probably throwing those heavy jackets on for the first time and reaching your hand in and finding that $20 bill that you left in there last season, you know?
Our lines are open. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We usually are the snarky kings in morning radio, but I don't think I don't want snarky answers on
there
this.
Won't be a lot of it, at least.
Yeah, let's try to stay away from the...
From us, let's say, you know, from us.
I'm taking a breath. Okay.
No, come on.
You know what we're talking about. Here's Sarah on the line. Sarah, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Ah,
we're winning.
Shucks, it's such a great day. We can't stand it.
I know. It's awesome. I'm so happy that it's snowing because I hate hot weather. I love the cold weather. This is beautiful.
It is. Perfect. Have you had a small win today?
Yes, because I only wash my hair every other day. So the days I don't wash my hair, I just put it up. And usually it just looks really bad. It's all wonky. But today I put it up and it twisted perfectly. My bangs fell down perfectly. I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I'm like, yes, I actually have good hair today. So it's a great win.
Perfect bangs. Perfect bangs is a small win. Send us a picture. I want to see your hair, Sarah.
Yeah.
Send it.
It to you.
All right. So glad you called us. I hope the rest of your day goes just as well.
It's going to. It's going to be a great day. It's Friday. It's snowing. It's perfect.
Perfect. Oh, Sarah. Let's have some hot chocolate together. What do you say?
Sure. Why not? As long as I can add a little something to it, I'll be
good. Whoa, that's a big win. That's a big win.
Then you're definitely invited. Have a great day. Thanks for calling.
You guys too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Here's Robert on the phone. Robert, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys. How are you guys doing?
It's great. Good, what was the small win?
So last night, my two nephews and nieces came over. Normally, when they see me, they cry and want nothing to do with me. But walked up to them, they held their hands up. I picked them up, no crying, no nothing. So I count that as a huge win.
Hey, there you go. You had to hold them.
Let's back up a step, though.
What's the matter with you?
What do you think is causing your nieces and nephews to cry when they see you?
Are you ugly, Robert?
I must be, especially when I have to wear a mask around them, too. They're like,
oh, yeah, that could freak them out.
Well, you know what? I know what you're talking about, and that's a really cool win, buddy. So thank you for being on the show, okay?
No problem. Thank you, boys. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy the snow.
Thanks, my man.
Thank you so much, man. You know, I'm going to say one of our small wins on this show, and it's kind of in a way a big win, but a small win for us, is the phone calls that we get. Because Jeremy
Absolutely.
And I can come in, we can do the show, and we can talk for 4 hours, and it's fine. But man, it's when we get the great phone calls.
Everyone's so personable. And
those are wins.
They let
for
us goof
man.
With them. I mean, come on. I just called Robert ugly, so.
And he's fine with it.
He's fine.
Arabella, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
Well, you've heard. We're having a great day.
Yes.
So what's your small win?
I'm not a big morning person. I like to stay in bed as long as humanly possible until it's
Hold on. My alarm went off at 3:30 this morning.
Mine went off at 5:30.
So. Oh, I wish I had those 2 extra hours.
Let me ask you something. Before you go any further, are you a hit the snooze button person?
No, I just actively avoid my phone.
You just boom, get up. So, what's your little win this morning?
I got up early so that way I could take a shower and snuggle with my cat rather than just sitting there all morning.
Really?
Yep.
Fair enough.
Small
you know what?
Fine.
I will count
That's
that
fine.
As a small win.
Yes.
Good for you. What's your cat's names?
I have Luna and Stella, and they're 14-month-old twin sisters.
That's
what you know. What and really, why wait to snuggle with them? Next time, bring them in the shower with you. They'll love it.
Honestly, they get in there anyway. After
perfect,
I'm done. Luna has jumped in the bath twice now.
Luna, that little rascal,
a lot of hair.
Yep.
Arabella, you are delightful. Have a fun Friday. Thanks for being on the show.
Bye.
Of course, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Nikki's on the line. Good morning, Nikki. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Let's hear about that small win.
So we are on our way to the airport with my 7-year-old Riker, and there are accidents everywhere, and we are 2 blocks away, and we have not gotten in an accident. So we are just thankful for that.
Well, I'm glad you're on the phone calling a radio station. That's
fair
good.
Enough.
That's eyes on the road, Nikki. What are you doing?
Mom didn't screw up on the road. That's a win.
That's a small win. Yep.
Nikki, we love you. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Thanks for being on the show. We're going to squeeze in one more. That would be Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning. First time I've gotten through, so I'm excited.
Hooray! Oh, there's
well,
your small win.
We're excited to talk to you. Thank you.
Small
it's a win.
Win
for us to get to talk to you.
What's going on?
What do you
on?
Got for us?
Today's one of my favorite days of the year. My kiddos go to a charter school, so they don't follow all the traditional rules. And this is their last day before they take their holiday break. And the teachers dress up as Christmas characters. We have, like, the Santa fighting the Grinch with silly Nerf pole noodles. And this year, my oldest daughter is taking part in the caroling group, who will be singing traditional Christmas carols in Victorian costumes. So I'm so excited because I'm kind of slow to get into the Christmas spirit.
And yeah, this will help. This will definitely help. When do your kids go back to school?
They are doing a weird schedule thing this year where they're giving them an extra week for Christmas break, and then they go back January 5th. So they've kind of turned it instead
Holy
of four
God.
Quarters. They're trying out trimesters. So,
so you're stuck with your kids for 3 weeks and a couple days,
See,
huh?
I was trying to figure out if this is really a small win or not.
That is not a small win.
For a month.
That's a big loss.
I drive 25 miles one way to take my kids to school, so it's a win.
Wow.
You have a 50-mile round trip to take them and then pick them back up?
We love our community. It's a fantastic. We just love being here at this school. So, yep, we have dedicated ourselves to 13 years.
Wow.
Well, that is 100 miles a day just doing school.
I have a hybrid for that reason. That's exactly why.
Yeah, you'd need it. My gosh.
Goodness.
Well, kudos to you.
100 miles a day for school commute times 13 years.
Beep boop bop boop, beep boop bop boop. It's a lot.
You're kind of blowing my mind, Jennifer.
Yeah, we just really do love our small community.
Yeah.
Well,
it's been pretty great for my
kids. Listen, we love you, and we're glad you finally got through. It was a joy to talk to you. Hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Have fun.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's a lot,
I don't
man.
Know,
That's a
Jeremy.
Lot. That's dedication.
First of all,
those Victorian costumes.
Off from school.
Those Victorian costumes better be spot on authentic for all this work.
God That's bless us, everyone.
Not a month off. Oh, my God.
A month off.
I can't even.
And 100 miles a day commuting.
Nope. Takes a special kind of mom to do that, buddy.
Well,
Good
you know
them.
What?
Good for them.
At least we get to keep her company for 50 of those miles.
That's right.
Hey, thanks so much for all your phone calls. We appreciate you so much.